Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book is The Age of the Customer. And that website is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend. His award-winning book is Hunting in a Farmer's World. I encourage you to find it. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away to somebody you care about. Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur. It's outstanding. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about reputations and how sticky they are and how that can be good or bad. And without getting, John, unless you want to get into a lot of the, you know, we talked a little bit about the social media stuff in the previous segment, but I think I'd rather do a little, I'd like to go in the analog direction a little bit. What do you think?
Okay.
But when I say analog, by that, folks, I mean old-fashioned, I mean humanity, not so much bites as much in bits as much as it is impressions that you've made. You know, when I worked for Xerox, between the time I worked for Xerox and then I started my consulting business was about 10 years. And when I started that business, I started calling on my Xerox customers. And they all were glad to see me. That made me happy. Recently, somebody I hadn't worked with in a major corporation in maybe 7 or 8 years went to work for another major corporation and called me and said, "Hey, I want you to do something for us." I mean, my point is that's analog reputation, and to me, that's a way of measuring over time whether your reputation is any good or not. Are you getting referrals you didn't ask for? What do you think, John?
Oh, I think the number one for all small businesses word of mouth, but. Yeah, there's programmability there too. I mean, are you paying attention to it and are you doing something about it? So many business owners that I interview, I ask them how they generate new business and they go, "Oh, word of mouth. The phone rings." You know, well, in 2009, 2010, when the phone wasn't ringing, a lot of them were hard pressed to figure out how far that reputation traveled. You know, it's not, word of mouth is not passive. You've got to know what your word of mouth is and be out there not only talking to your customers, but as I said in last week's column, you need to be talking to your vendors. Your vendor salespeople are great sources
right.
for telling you what your reputation is out on the street. What do your competitors say about you? Ask a loyal customer, when a competitor comes in selling against me, what do they say their advantages are mm-hmm. over me? You know, I know a service company, and they pride themselves on white glove service. You know, I mean, we just serve the highest of the economic spectrum, and we bend over backwards to give them everything they could possibly want and then more. And yet I ran across somebody the other day, a very influential businessman in town, and in the course of another conversation mentioned this company, and he said, "Oh, I did business with them once. You know, they were unresponsive. They mm-hmm. never got back to me when they said they would. They were late." Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kills you.
Well, let me stop you for a second there, John. Somewhere in the moment of that bad service, the company knew about it.
Yes.
And obviously did nothing. And folks, when you get wind of some kind of an unhappy customer, if you don't overwhelm them with, "I'm going to fix this within an inch of your life so that you're happy, or I'm going to die trying," if you don't overwhelm them with that sentiment and that behavior and that execution, then that, what John just said a minute ago, will live with you the rest of your life. What do you think, John?
Yeah, you have to have your antenna really fine.
Just because they go away, you're not off the hook. It'll live forever.
Not even go away, Jim. You know, we're busy, and you've got lots of conflicting priorities, and you call the customer up, and you say, gee, I'm sorry I'm late. And he goes, oh, that's okay. And you go, wow, that's one I don't have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's not okay. You know, we're afraid to ask that second question. You know, have I inconvenienced you? Are you upset with us? Is there anything I can do to make up the fact that I'm late? He said it was okay, good, I slid. Let's move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when one of the things that I look for whenever I'm dealing with someone, if somebody messes up, they don't get a bad reputation the first time. You know, I assume the mistakes happened. I've made once or twice in my life, you know, and so it happens. What I'm looking for is a trend. Before I actually bestow a reputation on somebody, I'm looking for a trend. What do you think?
Yeah, and before I recommend somebody.
And you don't get three strikes, by the way, just two.
Right.
I'm a little tougher than baseball.
Yeah, no, three strikes is too many. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or shame on me, whichever way it is. Fool me three times, and I'm just an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
I like to check around too. I like to see if other people have had the same experience because, like you, I have circles of influence, mm-hmm. and I expect people to step up because it's me.
And as small business owners, we can't be cheaper. We better not be cheaper. We don't have the same branding power. So all we have is our trustworthiness, and that's got to be unimpeachable, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We recently bought a vacuum cleaner, and we saw a model that was very highly rated on Consumer Reports, and it was available in a big box, and there was mm-hmm. a more expensive model available from the local store,
mm-hmm.
and the owner stood there and said, you want to buy this because I stand behind it, and I'll be here to take care of it. And we said, okay, you got it.
Exactly. You paid more, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I do the same thing. John, I need your website quickly.
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
JohnFDeeney.com. Check it out. Check his blog out. It's outstanding. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.